This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, it's The Morning Mess. Time for another one. It's time for these staycation setups. Can we all say good morning to Chelsea?
Morning.
Good morning, guys.
Miss Chelsea, we up early trying to help you out here, man. We heard there's a situation with your man Simon. What's going on?
Okay, so I went by his house early in the morning. I have a key. And supposedly, he was wrapping a gift for me. It was like this heart-shaped box and a dog. Well, he knows I'm allergic to dogs. And so that wasn't for me. Like, it was obviously, there was like these flowers in the around the heart-shaped box, and the dog had a big ribbon, and he was like on his way out, and he tells me that, oh baby, it was a surprise for you, except we've been together for 2 years and he knows I'm allergic to dogs.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. Just real quick, did he wrap up the dog too, because you said he was putting all that in a box?
No. There was a ribbon, like, you know, around the collar.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no. There was a heart-shaped box, like candy, and the dog. So it was obviously, like presents. But it wasn't our anniversary. It wasn't my birthday. So something's going on. But I made him go through with it. I'm like, okay, I'll take the dog. So now I'm walking around. Itchy eyes and a runny nose. Like, my allergies are bad. He said it was for me. I got the dog, but I need to know. I really need to know what's going on.
Okay. Is there any way that maybe he forgot that you were allergic, or maybe tried to get it hypoallergenic?
No. It's come up too many times. Like, we'll even go to someone's house and they know to put their dog outside, and just being in a house that has a dog, I react. Like, my eyes get real, you know, like puffy. It's nothing that he would forget. So for him to give me a dog, first of all, that's really f***ed up.
So you what you really want to find out who this gift is really for?
Yep.
Okay. Either that, or he really doesn't like you, that he gave you a gift that you're allergic to.
Yeah. My goodness. Either way, I need to know.
Right.
Yeah.
Either way, you're going to leave him. He's either cheating on you, he's trying to kill you. So, all right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to do the staycation setup. We're going to call him up. Anise, go play the front desk clerk. Offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Anise, you ask those magical questions.
Well, the one that matters the most is I'm going to ask him, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Obviously, hopefully he says your name, Chelsea. If he doesn't, then he's cheating and we give you the show. We do have counselors on standby. Is a second chance available to you in your heart, in your mind, or are you over it?
I really can't answer that till I know what's going on.
Okay.
You know, if he was just being an inconsiderate and he wanted the dog and didn't really care about my allergy, that's one thing. But if it's for another female,
right?
I don't know.
Wow. You're the definition of ride or die. So if he says your name but got you a dog that could kill you, then you're going to stay with him.
No, it doesn't mean the dog's going to stay, but it puts him out of the dog. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was just being an insensitive.
Right. Okay. So one or two dogs are leaving your house.
Oh,
what you're saying.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's make that call, man. Let's call up Simon, see if he's cheating on his lady or trying to kill her. Staycation setup. Sup next, Morning Mess. Morning mess, back at you. Staycation settled. In the middle of it, listen, we spoke to Miss Chelsea. She let us know that she thinks her man is cheating. One, she's allergic to dogs. Two, there's a gift that she found out about that can't be her because it's an actual dog. So, Chelsea, you think that your man bought a gift for another girl?
Yeah, I do. I mean, like, even right now, you can, like, hear it. I'm congested. And now is not the time, right, with everything going on? Now is not the time to be, like, sneezing.
Right.
You know, I get coffee and like, where I'm coughing and all sneezy, and it's horrible because with this dog, it gets on my clothes. So even if the dog's at home, I still am literally, like, bringing little bits of it with me, like it's fur. And
I can hear it.
Oh, I am so itchy.
What kind of dog is this?
A German Shepherd.
It's a big dog.
Yeah.
Well, it's a puppy, but if anybody's ever had, I don't know dog breeds. I'm allergic to them. But if anybody like is German Shepherd people, those dogs are
okay.
As puppies.
You're not a dog lover. Okay.
So, I mean, it's a sweet dog, but no, it's not worth my health.
Okay. So the question is your boyfriend, because obviously he knows you're allergic to dogs. You've been together for a while. Either he's trying to kill you or this gift, because it was wrapped in a bow and everything, was for someone else.
And that's what I think it was, because I surprised him. He didn't know I was heading over to his house.
All right. Well, let's call him up. We're going to do the staycation setup, offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. If he says your name, Chelsea, obviously he's in the clear. If he says someone else's name, we give you the show.
Yeah, let's do this.
Hello. Hello, am I speaking with Simon?
Mm-hmm.
Simon, hi. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some great news for you. You've been selected as our grand prize winner of a free romantic weekend.
Not interested. Please take me off your list.
Oh.
I don't fall for phone scams. Sorry.
Okay. I can tell you that this isn't a scam. I mean, this is a new hotel that's opened up in the North Scottsdale area. We were offering this to you in hopes of getting a review of your experience in return for a truly free romantic weekend stay here.
Nothing's free, man. Nothing's free.
That is technically true. So the advantage here is that the payment that we're looking for is a review of your experience on Google and Yelp. So we're just trying to get your help with us to build our presence online that way. And that's honestly the only thing. There's no deposits, fees, or taxes with the weekend.
All right, I'll hear you out.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that, Simon. With this free romantic weekend stay, it's a great way to show appreciation for that special someone in your life. And we actually start out the weekend stay with a personalized note. So I would just want to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that note to say. I can write it down when you're ready.
Okay. Just, I don't know, surprise, I guess.
Next question for you, Simon, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need to get your guest's full name for us to continue.
Kendall.
Who the f*** is Kendall, dude?
So, hey.
I knew it.
Hey, really quick, Simon, we do have to let you know you're live on the radio with the Morning Mess. Your girl Chelsea's on the line.
You are so f***ing busted.
Chelsea, Kendall's my buddy's sister.
Just stop. You've been busted, dude. You've been busted. Stop. So you seriously, you're going to take your buddy's sister to a hotel?
I pulled a name. I didn't even think this was a real
one. That's whose news was for, huh? You think I'm f***ing stupid.
Hold on one second. I think everyone just needs to take a deep breath. Chelsea.
Yeah, let him keep squeaking. Let him keep squeaking like the little b***h man he is.
Oh, my God. Do you...
Roll the glue, dear.
Oh, God. No.
Chelsea, f*** you. Kendall, because you know what?
Russell, oh, you ain't getting that dog. You gave the dog to me. That dog is chipped to my address.
You holding the dog hostage now, or?
Oh, no, it's not hostage. I'm keeping him.
Let me jump in here real quick, Miss Chelsea.
You're paranoid and you're small.
So, Simon. Simon, how long have you been cheating with this girl?
It's not like that exactly.
Dude, just be honest.
Chelsea, shut up.
Well, yeah, how about you tell the truth? Guys,
this is what it is all the time. I was expecting not to run to someone else.
Whatever.
Accusing me of doing it.
I mean,
you know what? What he's not telling you? That motherfucker texting me right now, telling me he's going to go to the cops about the dog.
What?
How about that? You're texting me, like, threatening me? No. Ain't happening. You brought that dog. You gave that dog to me. That dog is mine. The only dog you get is Kendall.
Oh, wow. Well, we haven't even seen a picture of her in her defense. Are we over this?
I'm over it.
I am.
Okay, all right.
That's so over it.
All right, on the count of three, we're just going to hang up on everybody. 3, 2, 1. All right, well, another one bites the dust.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.